This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Last night. This is the last show in this time slot. And I want to say, Trucker Dave, I did get your email regarding this, and I appreciate that. I've been in this time slot since 2015. I got put into this right after I had the heart attack. They gave me the time slot. They let me shift from the morning drive to this one. And then I started having, of course, the aftershocks and after effects of the heart attack. It was quite a toil there for a moment. And starting next week, we will be here 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 Central. You know, take an hour away as you go left. You know the deal. For all of you that have stayed with me through this, I do appreciate that. And for all of you to come, well, I'm looking forward to it. The mainstream media, especially coming out of New York for some reason in New York, I guess they think that we are just stupid. Because we keep hearing about the death totals, because it's still like, you know, hey, you know, people are still... everywhere else, the curve has been flattened, but not New York. The mainstream media continue to inundate you on a daily basis with the death toll. You know, if you go to the right places, you'll see it in nice, flashy headlines. In an attempt to criticize the Trump administration response, which is turning, you know, as we watch what's happening with General Flynn, well... Yeah, that's going to all correlate into the biggest political scandal in history. And Obama knew about it. But Obama's known about a lot of stuff. This is just the first thing that's come out. That's where we know, hey, Obama knew about it. While they report on the increasing death toll daily, progressive and mainstream outlets make some very disingenuous comparisons to death tolls in past wars and catastrophes. MSNBC's Morning Joe reported that the virus will kill more Americans than were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. Vox posted the coronavirus has now killed more people in the U.S. than the 9/11 terror attacks. Yeah. They keep wanting to bring up all these wars. I talked about what happened in 1968 and 1969, you know. In 1968, 16,000 U.S. service members died in Vietnam. A year after that, of course, we had Woodstock, and in the middle of all of that, the H3N2 caused the deaths of roughly 100,000 Americans. So, the disease took more people than combat. And that was a tragedy. It's a tragedy to lose a service member in combat. It's a tragedy to lose a loved one in a car crash. It's a tragedy to lose a child drowning in a pool. But none of that gets the same press, does it? And none of that causes a shutdown of you know, the country. In 2018, there were 67,367 drug overdose deaths. That's a lot of drug overdose deaths. That's a lot of fentanyl, a lot of meth. Where was the sensationalization of that death toll? The flu. The flu kills between 12,000 and 80,000 people a year. Where's the fear of that one? During that period of time when the media coverage claiming that more Americans died of the flu than on 9/11 was non-existent, you know, nobody talked about that then. They're attempting to create this visual comparison to manipulate and confuse the American public, which is exactly what they do with gun control. They attempt by using terminology like assault weapon, gun violence epidemic. I don't know why we couldn't have a gun violence pandemic, because pandemic seems to be the magic word. But, gunman, you know, all the little phrases they use to get you to visualize in your head people with guns coming for you. Now, this all boils down to, this is the latest in all of the attempts that have been going on the whole time since Trump has been in office to get rid of Trump. Bill Maher got on TV and he said, you know, he thought the bottom had to fall out at some point. And he was hoping for it because he thought one way to get rid of Trump is to crash the economy. So please bring on the recession if it hurts people, but it's either root for a recession or you lose your democracy. We are not a democracy, Bill. No. For all this stuff that you hear coming from the progressives right now, this is what it boils down to. Flynn went to jail to make Trump look bad. That's why that happened. They wanted you to believe that Trump got with Russia, and Russia invested $100,000. Now, remember this. I think Russia's, it was either $100,000 or $200,000 they spent on Facebook ads. Now, I'm on Facebook. I never saw one of those ads. And how many ads can you buy on Facebook over the course of a year for $100,000? And where would you have those ads going in order to get any sort of thing out of it? And, the questions just keep coming. And in the meantime, Hillary Clinton spent $1.5 billion to lose. And the Russians spent $100,000 and beat her. I'd be looking at their plan. They obviously know what they're doing. Except that didn't happen. That didn't happen. And in the meantime, while we're trying, you know, the Russia collusion thing, that's the thing. And in the meantime, you've got all kinds of people. One of Obama's former ambassadors said that the way Trump talks about China is like Hitler. Which, that's always the go-to, isn't it? We're going to call him, he's a Hitler. He's a Hitler. So, I mean, I got out today a little bit. I didn't have very long. And it was like normal. As I drove over the highway, it was like normal. As I drove up and down some of the main drags where I live, it was like normal. Although some people seem to have forgotten how to drive. Or maybe that's just the way it is. I don't know. But whatever it is, we've been had. We were had with the Russia. I mean, we've spent a lot of time looking at a lot of things that never really existed. The Democrats have built for you the political matrix. It's a make-believe thing. It's not even a really good hologram. And some of us have been watching it. Or at least having to deal with it. All because we elected the guy that was not chosen by the establishment. I think I sort of dig that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lock and load.
And you, another runner is born. Don't look back. You've been there.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. They are the one of the distributors of the BNT subgun line, where they are making binary triggers to go in that as well. And Reformation, Providence, Militia Line, Salute. Go check them out at franklinarmory.com. Who saw the bioluminescence event that happened out on the coast of California? That actually happens in La Jolla, which is a rich and deep blue enclave of the city of San Diego's. And it's actually home to Mitt Romney, which I guess, I thought it was from Utah. But anyway, during the bioluminescence event, the beach waves turn glow in the dark at night as a result of the red tide, and it's a rare and completely yowza thing to see. And it drew a crowd. Street parking was competitive. The cars just kept coming and coming on Coast Boulevard near Wipeout Beach, and visitors bunched up at stoplights to use crosswalks, no slipping across the streets real quick to get to the shore view from the cliffs. It's a bit of a pre-weekend flavor, and this was far from the most crowded scene to be, or the most crowded scene to be observed there. You can see that the groups there have masks. They look more like friends than families, and they aren't social distancing. And you can bet there's going to be much, much more with this upcoming weekend's bioluminescence viewing. The photos, if you look at this, the photos are relevant because California's Governor Gavin Newsom singled out Orange County and none of the other Southern California counties for full beach shutdowns. He claimed that a news photograph of Newport Beach proved that nobody was socially distancing on the OC. So never mind that Orange County has a far lower rate of COVID-19 infection than the heavily urbanized areas such as Los Angeles. COVID-19 deaths in the OC, number 45 altogether, while deaths in the next-door L.A. county have hit 1,045. And never mind that sunlight and fresh air, such as that are found on the beaches, are a natural disinfectant. And more specifically, and I'm almost certain that somebody has taken a look at this, beach transmission of disease is extremely rare. The whole shutdown looked suspicious, vindictive. San Diego and Orange County officials all pleaded to the governor not to do it, but only Orange County got it, something that I pretty much said earlier, pretty much had the odor of Mrs. Grundy punishing the whole class for something that Reggie and Veronica did. And it turns out it was worse, much worse. Newsom let Lumpy and Eddie Haskell get away with even worse because he had favorites, political favorites. San Diego County's coastal cities are now reliably blue. Orange County is historically red, but ballot harvesting has somehow made it blue. It didn't somehow make it blue. That ballot harvesting is fraud, voter fraud. But, you know, that's a story for another day. Both Orange and San Diego counties have organized angry protests earlier, and Sanitas in San Diego County had at least two organized protests with hundreds of angry surfers and multiple arrests, while Huntington Beach in the OC had one small beachgoer protest. But, again, only Orange County got the restrictions. Newsom claimed it was the news photograph that did them in, supposedly showing Newport Beach visitors, supposedly not socially distancing. I disputed whether that was really happening. You know, you could see, you know, if you put a drone up in the air to look down, you might see little family clusters. You'd see little clusters that were distanced. Now, you didn't see individuals distanced 6 feet apart. No, you did not. That's because nobody is going through the quarantine, for the most part, singularly. Some Orange County denizens argue that news photos could be very easily be distorted to make crowds appear bigger than they were. And Newsom's response was creepy. He released that ridiculous list of all the things Californians were still allowed to do. Let me say that again. Still allowed to do. Which included to watch sunsets. And he said Orange County officials have been great in cooperating with the state and that his move against the entire county was just a little tight. And now Newport Beach and Huntington Beach are suing, and an emergency protest is being planned for Sacramento, probably locally. The Orange County Sheriff, meanwhile, has announced he's not going to play Newsom's beach cop, marching surfers off to the pokey while bona fide child molesters are being let out in the same county to protect them from COVID-19, which that is a sham. That's a sham. If there's anywhere that you can enforce social distancing, it would be in a jail, wouldn't it? A prison, a penitentiary. You could enforce that. But now the Orange County beachgoers can now flock to San Diego and L.A. counties for their fresh air fix. That's not a big problem. They'll get their beach in San Onofre or Vista or Oceanside and Del Mar and Encinitas and Carlsbad and La Jolla, as well as El Segundo and Venice and Santa Monica and Malibu, making all of those beaches more crowded. And nobody's enforcing in those parts. The people the shutdown is really going to hurt are all the Orange County small businesses up and down the crowded Orange County coast. They're the ones who just got the Newsom death sentence, the bike shops, the art galleries, the surfboard rentals, the flip-flop making companies, bars and restaurants and cafes. Makes me wonder what he's thinking. Orange County is historically right-wing, and there's an election coming up, and the county just swung blue in the last midterm based on not on election night returns, but ballot harvesting, which one by one by one managed to flip every seat in the historically red county blue. If he's convinced he's got the county in the bad for the general election half a year away, he just provoked a huge sagebrush rebellion in that country, along with lawsuits and likely scenes of street rage. All he's got to do is keep it together. But I don't know if he can do that. I don't know if actually being in charge of something is his strong suit. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is marking the 75th anniversary of victory in Europe by laying a wreath at the World War II memorial. The President and First Lady observed a moment of silence in front of the memorial as TAPS was performed. Reaction continuing to come in from the government, reporting that more than 20 million Americans lost their jobs in the month of April and the unemployment rate is approaching 15%. Former economic advisor for President Trump, Stephen Moore, tells Fox Business,
I think the most important thing that investors have to be looking at is how fast these jobs will come back. Look, we knew we were going to lose a whole tens of millions of jobs when we shut down our economy. The question I think we all have to ask is, will those factories come back? For Joni, will those retail jobs come back? Will shopping centers be bulldozed, or will they see a comeback in the months ahead?
USA Radio News. The governor's April jobs report is as grim as most were expecting. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story from Washington.
The Labor Department says over 20.5 million American jobs were lost last month because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the nation's jobless rate soared to 14.7%. As recently as February, that rate was at a half-century low at 3.5%, the job losses exceeding the 8.7 million lost during the Great Recession. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Beauty salons in states are beginning to open as states slowly and safely begin to reopen parts of their economy. In San Antonio, Texas, Susanna Carbull says she can't wait to get back to work and cut folks' hair.
I know my guy clients, they're like, oh my gosh, my hair's never been this long before. So it's going to be good before and after pictures, that's for sure.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
You check them out at franklinarmory.com. The past several weeks, Hillary Clinton and former Obama Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel have dusted off the oldie but goodie leftist Democrat mantra, never allow a crisis to go to waste. That is the most despicable and callous of remarks ever made in the face of thousands of American deaths, a devastated economy, and over 30 million American jobs lost. Never allow a crisis to go to waste is still a prominent Democrat strategy, however. And this Wuhan China virus pandemic crisis may be the Democrats' best chance ever. I'm going to make believe right now that they would not be stopped, okay? So let's look at this. The leftist Democrats and their drive-by media accomplices are salivating at this opportunity to turn the United States of America into a socialist third world hellhole. A big part of their strategy during this crisis is to keep America on lockdown as long as possible. The short-term goal of this is to make, you know, for Trump to lose the next election. This November, and they're going to blame him for the economic crash and millions of lost jobs and lives. Their long-term goal is the ultimate prize. Their short-term goal isn't going to work because the states are opening, which should have been done about 3 weeks ago. But, that, you know, I digress. That's just the frustration of me coming out. Democrats hope to increase their voter base with possibly millions of people newly dependent on government assistance. Like the Rashida Tlaib, let's give everybody $2,000 a month. Bernie Sanders wants to give everybody. Everybody wants to pay you to be a government ward. Now, here's the problem with this. And you don't have to be an economist to understand this. As long as the American economy stays shut down, millions more people will lose their jobs. Last week alone, another 3 million people filed unemployment claims. And in the 7 weeks since President Trump declared a national emergency, 33.48 million people have filed for unemployment. To put this number in shocking perspective, over the last decade, 22.13 million jobs were created, while in just 7 short weeks, 33.48 million jobs have been lost. Even with some states now beginning to ease business shutdowns and stay-at-home restrictions, most economic reports forecast grim unemployment numbers, possibly well into the summer. And these kind of numbers have not been seen since the Great Depression, with most economists predicting that it could take years before many of those lost jobs come back, if ever. And here we have the end game, the insidious end game of the leftist socialist Democrats. If they can succeed in extending the Great American Shutdown, it will be catastrophic news for the American economy. Millions of working class citizens trying to maintain their livelihoods under these conditions will fail because, you know, there's no support system behind it. And it will be great news for Democrats pushing their socialist agenda while promising to help these millions of suffering Americans with government assistance, including socialist ideas like universal basic income, free housing, and universal health care for every American citizen and illegal alien. If and when the Great American Lockdown does finally completely shut down, and unemployment benefits run out for millions of Americans this July, many of those desperate souls will have no choice but to sign up for government welfare assistance to salvage what's left of their way of life and dignity. And unfortunately, once these people are on the government welfare dole for an extended period of time, looking for employment could become less of a priority than keeping their welfare benefits. Thus, these Democrats know full well that a majority of people trapped in government welfare dependence will most likely vote for any politician who keeps those checks and food stamps coming. I know of people that will not, I mean, pre-coronavirus, I would see people I see people out there trying to manipulate what they're earning so they don't lose their food stamps. And I can't tell you how much that distresses me to think of that, because I tell them, listen, when you are taking something from the government, you are beholden to the government. So, and I get nowhere with that. I get nowhere with that. they just sort of look at me like it's a big deal. Big deal. There's some people right now that will not go back to work because they're making more money from home, unemployed, than they would if they worked. And that's actually sort of scandalous, to be honest with you. I mean, the people that are working, for all of, I've seen people getting out there and saying, well, let the Trump supporters go back to work first. Well, who do you think the essential jobs are being held by, people? Who do you think have the essential jobs already? Who do you think is doing all that already? Because I can tell you who's doing it. I mean, it's the essential people. I mean, and even now still, with all of these places, like the entire time this has been going on, grocery stores have been open. And the prevailing thought pattern has been that if one person catches coronavirus in there, which is just about a certainty that's going to happen, they're going to shut the store down. Now, none of these things I've said need to happen, but America needs to open now. America needs to get past the fear. And I mean, just from what I saw today, what little I saw today was that social distancing be damned. I mean, everybody's got the tape down, go this way, 6 feet, you know, stand here. Nobody's paying attention to that, and nobody's enforcing that either. It's sort of like Ian Malcolm when he's in Jurassic Park, remember, where he says, life finds a way. Well, people want to be normal. People want to be free. And so they're just going to go whichever way they can, the first chance they get. This kind of yearning is going to be like water. If it can't find a way around it, it'll dig its own hole, and we'll see. But this is the end game. The end game is to create a socialistic society here, based upon your dependence on the benevolent government to keep paying you just enough to where, you know, you have something, whereas you can go out and work and determine how much you have. So. I'm watching it. Now, do I think that would ever actually get a chance? This is one of the reasons they want Biden to win. Because if they get Biden to win, and if they can take the Senate, we're going to have, well, the reset is going to be a violent one. I'll put it that way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus-free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKIN Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Whenever you have a mathematical model that is used to justify a proposed public policy, produces predictions that in turn turn out to vary wildly from what ultimately happens, those models deserve skeptical examination. Something that is particularly true of the Imperial College CCP virus outcome model. This model predicted such an overwhelming surge in expected deaths that our politicians gave us the lockdown. Didn't even come from the United States. Yet not only did the model overestimate the lethality of the virus by 95%, but its modelers were reported as keeping their code for the model confidential, which meant that it could not be independently verified. Now, understand this, like when John Lott, who comes on the show now, thankfully, for a change, when John Lott puts out a study, when he publishes a study, he also publishes his criteria, his method, and his conclusions to be reviewed along with this so that they can look at this and figure out how he came to this conclusion. And his methods have never been in question except by, you know, the people who get out there and say, well, of course, his theory has been debunked, but then there's, you know, Clegg and Ludwig and all these other guys that have done it. So, you know, I don't worry too much about what they have to say. This particular model, there's no way to test it. There's no way to verify its method. And now a version of the code behind that model has been made public. And a former Google senior software engineer with 30 years in the field has reviewed it. And the review is long and technical, But here's one of the many problems that the reviewer identified. And I'm going to read it verbatim. I don't even know if I'll know what I'm talking about. So we'll see. Non-deterministic outputs. Due to bugs, the code can produce very different results given identical inputs. They, the modelers, routinely act as if this is unimportant. This problem makes the code unusable for scientific purposes, given that a key part of the scientific method is the ability to replicate results. And without replication, the findings might not be real at all, as the field of psychology has been finding out to its cost. Even if their original code was released, it is apparent that the same numbers as in Report 9 might not come out of it. So basically, you can take this code, which is the test itself, the model, and you can insert into it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Over and over again, and you're going to get different answers each time. That's not good. But here are the conclusions of the review. Conclusions. All papers based on this code should be retracted immediately. Imperial's modeling efforts should be reset with a new team that isn't under Professor Ferguson and which is a commitment to replicable results with published code from day one. On a personal level, I'd go further and suggest that all academic epidemiology be defunded. This sort of work is best done by the insurance sector. Insurers employ modelers and data scientists, but they also employ managers whose job is to decide whether a model is accurate enough for the real world. Usage and professional software engineers to ensure model software is properly tested, understandable, and so on. Academic efforts don't have these people, and the results speak for themselves. Now, after defending the fact that his article is written under a pseudonym, the reviewer added a final comment. This situation has come about due to rampant credentialism, and I'm tired of it. As the widespread dismay by programmers demonstrates, if anyone in Sage or the government had shown the code to a working software engineer they happen to know, alarm bells would have been rung immediately. Said the government is dominated by academics who apparently felt unable to question anything done by a fellow professor. And meanwhile, average citizens like myself are told we should never question expertise. Although I've proven my Google employment to the website's publisher, and questioning acceptance of expertise is damaging and needs to end. Please evaluate the claims I've made for yourself or ask a programmer you know and trust to evaluate them for you. What he's basically saying is that academics have no business doing any modeling that's going to, result in a public policy fiasco like this one. It's not news that governments and academic managers usually do not have the commercial experience to produce workable models or the discipline to employ competent managers. They've got to be able to, delegate this down. And to ensure their product, in this case modeling software, is properly tested, understandable, and so on. It has been ongoing in the UK high-tech industries for some time. Neville Shute, the late British aerial engineer and novelist, encountered the problem nearly 100 years ago. In his autobiography, Slide Rule, he observed that civil servants are often not subject to commercial discipline, which is also true of academics. And even if the civil servants do spot problems with erroneous yet popular opinions, we cannot expect them, or the majority of them, to make too much of a fuss, since, such a course of action would put their families' livelihoods at risk. And Exhibit A in modern academia would be that nobody gave Professor Ferguson's code to a third party for review or raised any questions about it before the lockdown began. So let me set the table for you, if I may. All of you have a seat at this table, of course, because you are America. And, we have all kinds of things on the table like caring, lockdowns, social distancing, and all these other things. But then comes the main course, which is this model. And this model is based upon a method that is erroneous. So all of you out there, all you ladies out there whose hair's grown too long because you couldn't go to a hairstylist, all of you guys that wanted to go get a tattoo that couldn't go because you couldn't get within, any closer than 6 feet to your tattoo artist, all of you people that have been wanting to work but couldn't because you make golf club shafts or something that is deemed non-essential, all of that you have lost, all of that has been suspended in your life, all these things have been based upon an erroneous model setup. Which makes me wonder, since they have never given out the code to look at, it makes me wonder if the code was not designed to come to this conclusion, to come up with this data. I mean, we didn't listen to the media during the election. Remember that? We didn't listen to the media during the election. Everybody said it was going to be Hillary. I think Trump may have thought it was going to be Hillary. But nobody listened to that. Nobody listened to the exit polls and none of the other stuff that normally gets listened to in a campaign of any sort of a, political type. And we elected Trump. And everybody was shocked the next morning. Shocked. Except this time we listened to this. Because it was coming home. It was coming home to your door. And they ran with that one, people. They ran with it. Completely ran with it. Does that make you mad? You should be mad. You should be. I hope everybody out there is registered to vote and plans on voting and then goes and votes. And we need to turn some of these yahoos out because they have also run with this. Don't think they don't have the capacity to find out how bona fide it is. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.